Welcome to the Hack Your Muse podcast with Kelly McClymer. Today is a special NaNoWriMo version. We're on day 12 of NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month, and I'm coming to you to give daily hacks for my fellow NaNoWriMos to help them keep writing, get those 50,000 words written. Today's hack comes courtesy of a talk that I heard a couple of years ago at a women's business meeting, of all things. And it was about how some of us hate to say no. And so instead of saying no, we can say yes and. This person came from an improvisation background, and she had learned that you keep things going with yes and, even if it's a secret no. And the reason I'm using this as a hack for people who are writing is not the improvisation, but instead the fact that we really hate to say no. But sometimes we also make the mistake of acting on someone else's urgency. And it's not real urgency. So, for example, your son says, "Mom, I need a peanut butter and jelly sandwich." Instead of saying, "No, I'm writing," you can say, "Yes, you do need a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and I will make it for you as soon as I finish writing this scene." So that seems not that much different, right? You're still going to get up and make that peanut butter and jelly sandwich because, you know, I know there's somebody out there saying, "Why don't you teach the kid to make the sandwich yourself?" But most mothers know, oh my goodness, it takes more time to clean up the peanut butter and jelly after that than it does to just make the sandwich. So I get it. That's a yes and situation for me, even with my grandkids. But here's the thing. What you did with the yes and was give acknowledgement of your child's need for that peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And also acknowledgement for your need to finish a scene. If all you did was say no, your child doesn't feel acknowledged and you don't feel acknowledged because you actually feel a little guilty that you're not feeding your kid, or maybe not. Maybe this doesn't work. If you are a person who feels super comfortable and non-guilty saying no whenever it fits, this hack is probably not for you. This is for people like me who always get sucked into other people's urgency and forget about it until after the fact that it's like, well, wait a minute. It wasn't really that urgent. I could have finished whatever I was doing. That's a bad habit of mine. I own it. It's me. It's my thoughts and my actions. And after I heard that talk, I thought, oh, this is what I need to do because I don't want to deny someone else's need, but I don't want to deny my own anymore either. And so I'm giving you an out. If you're the kind of person who everyone, so I'll tell you that one of the things that happens to writers who stay at home and write is that people think that means they're free all the time. So neighbors will ask them to get packages or look out for the delivery man or, you know, just basically run them to the train station because they're home. And sometimes you want to do that and sometimes you don't want to do that, but don't know how to say no. So yes and is always a good answer. Yes, I can take you to the train station and you'll just have to wait until I'm finished this scene, and I'll call Uber for you if that doesn't work. Okay, I'm not getting, that one's not going well. I, as you can see, I still have trouble substituting other people's urgency for my own and putting myself first. But I think this is a really good first step for people who don't like the sound of no, because in some ways you can recognize both people's needs, but you put yourself into the equation. And when you're doing nano and trying to get 50,000 words written in 30 days, that writing does need to take priority over a lot of other things in your mind. Even if it's just one more scene instead of the whole chapter that you plan to do, give it that primacy. And if you're really good at saying no, maybe think about doing a workshop and I'll listen to you and go, okay, that's how you do it. Let me see if I can do it. I'll try. All right, go and write, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.